Hello and welcome to Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle. Do please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and follow on Spotify, getting the word out there to more people. If you're on TikTok, Instagram or YouTube, you can leave your comments and your questions. And this is indeed the Q&A session today, which today we're going to be talking about tea tree oil and ingrown hairs. That's today's topic of conversation. But we have a special request from one of our youngest audience listeners, who is the iWellness Method's granddaughter, who is 4 years old. So as a result, we have created a brand new category exclusively for her and anyone else, which is called Katie's Karaoke. So if anyone's got any special requests of the things that they would like me to sing when we're discussing Own Your Health, then here is your opportunity to ask and I will see if I can oblige. But before we go into the nuts and bolts of today's episode, I want to talk to you about a really important subject, which actually Victoria Woodall and I were talking about in the podcast recently, which is hair saving. Thin hair is the bane of my life. I inherited it from my mother, who inherited it from her father. And it's not just me, because this podcast isn't really about me, it's about you. But hair thinning and hair loss and hair lackluster and basically hair issues is a huge problem in the 21st century. And we really do need all the help we can get. So Dr. Vegan have got a really lovely hair supplement. And believe me, I've tried them all. So I really, really have. And rather than you having to spend 6 to 8 weeks testing a whole load of different ones, just trust me on this one and try this one first, because it really works. So they have got loads of evidence to show that 6 to 8 weeks of taking this hair supplement product that they sell has got really visible results on your hair. And it is the hair supplement that I like to take myself. The other thing that I really love about these products is it's not just the quality of the ingredients and the fact that it's beating the ethical drum because it's vegan. They've also got fantastic quality of capsules, and the way that they bring the capsules to you is in planet-friendly packaging. And that's a really important thing, because a lot of the supplement market is not. And then the last but by no means least, aside from all the ethics that come with this brand and the high quality ingredients, it's the price point. They're offering you 25% off if you use Brindle25 at checkout. So those are some wonderful reasons as to why those hair supplements would be the ones that I would recommend that you try. So do let me know in the comments if you've tried them, or if you're going to try them, or how you get on, because we'd love to hear your feedback. And now we'll go to the rest of the episode. So before we get started onto ingrown hairs, which is quite a common problem, let me tell you, and the marvellous benefits of tea tree, let's just do a little bit of feedback from some of our lovely listeners. So Gilman50 says, your healthy eating episode has really made me think. Thank you. Great. Well, that's what we're here to do. Lucky Donahue says, you're so right about sitting up. I battle with my kids to sit up properly whilst eating. I know. I agree. Honestly, it's a really important thing to sit up right when you're eating. And her cranky panky, that is a brilliant name, can I just say? She says, food plans for the win. Makes grocery shopping easier and you never have to wonder what to make for dinner. I totally agree. Food plans are without question the way forwards. They are brilliant. They're really useful, slightly inflexible, but they're fantastic. And they stop you impulse shopping in supermarkets. They actually save you money. That's one of my tips before we even get into the Q&A. So today's Q&A, we're talking about ingrown hairs. So Katie Greenridge said, can you use your ingrown hair solution before you shave to prevent ingrown hairs? Now, that is a really good question. So let's just take a step back on that one for a second and just talk a minute about what this solution was in the first place. For those of you that missed it, it was an Instagram and TikTok where basically I showed you how to take a small cup, okay, put in some warm water, a little bit, and add about 5 to 10 drops of tea tree oil, and then use a damp cotton wool pad and then just dab it over the area. And it is really, really good for ingrown hairs, which is a really common problem, and it's really annoying, and they get infected and then you fiddle with them and then they become scabs and it's a bit disgusting and it's a bit of a nightmare. So that is my tip for prevention of them. Now, they're also extremely good for preventing infections when the hair breaks through the skin, and it also stops the outbreak of pustules and then severe infections. They're also, this solution is a natural anti-inflammatory. So it's really good for avoiding swelling and discomfort. And it's an antifungal as well, as often these hairs can kind of be growing down in sort of hot, sweaty areas of the body and can create other problems as well. The other thing to say, though, is that we have the dilution benefit of mixing the tea tree oil with water. Often if you put tea tree oil directly onto the skin, it can be a little bit harsh on the skin. By diluting it, it will minimize the skin irritations and reductions, and it will also increase the effectiveness of the treatment. That is why I like to use tea tree oil mixed in water and dabbed with a sort of sterile cotton cotton pad. But to work preventatively, what I suggest that you do is that you apply the solution a couple of times a week to keep the skin clear and to reduce the likelihood of ingrown hairs, and also add an exfoliation into your routine, such as body brushing. So I'm a huge fan of body brushing. I think it's absolutely brilliant. In the Hey You range, we have two brushes. We have a soft one, which is lovely for your lymphatic system, and then we have a harsher one, which is really good for kind of opening up the skin at the same time and kind of having more of an exfoliation benefit. So in this instance, I would suggest that you use the stronger body brush. Also, it's really good for keeping the skin hydrated and using moisturisers to do so, or oils, and also making sure that you're drinking plenty of water at the same time, and not too much things like coffee and stuff, which, or alcohol, which tends to dehydrate. You can use diluted tea tree oil before shaving. You must allow the mixture to sit on the skin before you start shaving, and then you can also use the solution after shaving to soothe the skin as well. It shouldn't sting if it's been correctly diluted. If you have very sensitive skin, or you've got shaving nicks or shaving cuts, then please be really cautious with it, and always do a patch test, because that's always the best thing to do before you do these things, okay, to just double check. And if you're in any doubt at all, what I always say to everyone about these home techniques is, no one's taking your tea tree oil away from you, okay? It's not like you're in a salon and you've just paid 50 quid. So just start with a really low dilution. Start with just one drop of tea tree oil and a little bit of water. Start and then build up slowly until you've got to the right solution for your body type, and that should do the trick. So in the meantime, the Eye Wellness's granddaughter has asked, she said, "My granddaughter is here and asked if you can sing any Frozen songs." I know where this came from. This is because I broke into song on a live the other week, because one of the ladies who was on the live, she didn't have a name, she had a number. I can't remember what the number was now. And I was standing back from the camera, so I was kind of peering in at the camera. And then it made me laugh, because I said, "Oh my God, you've got like the..." Because I was trying to repeat this number to answer her question. And I went, "Oh my God, it's like Jean Valjean in Les Miserables. It's like 2, 4, 6, 0, 1, like this." That then turned into a sing-along, because I couldn't remember the really gorgeous song there, which was A Heart Full of Love, which I can now remember because it was lovely. And then we all started singing and everyone was laughing. And then clearly, the Eye Wellness's granddaughter's got cottoned onto this. So she's asked if I could sing a bit of Frozen. Now, Frozen is slightly after my time, I would just like to point out. But I can't disappoint a four-year-old, because she's our youngest audience member, I'm sure. So James has got his finger on the buzzer. I hope this is going to work. I hope I'm not going to sound really out of key, because it's not really quite my pitch. But let's go for it. Let's do it. Right. No, let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go, let it go. Turn away and slam the door. I don't care what they're going to say. Let the storm rage on. The cold never bothered me anyway. Bam. Now, there's method in the madness of that probably slightly out of tune singing there, because it's not really in the voice at all. But let me just talk about that, because actually, funny enough, one of the ladies I was talking to this week, who was having a bit of a moment, she was having one of those kind of crisis moments. And I said to her, the thing is, when you reach these crisis moments in life and it just feels like everything is on top of you, it's normally because you need to let go. Often we think we've got to clear stuff, we think we've got to release stuff, and these are lovely words, and clearing and releasing does sound nice. In fact, my kids always take the mickey out of me, because I never have a cold. I never have a cold. I'm always releasing something. They go, "Oh my God, here she goes again, she's having a healing crisis. Mother's releasing something." It's never a cold. It's like, "Mum, you know what? You just caught a cold off us. You've just got a cold." But it's not true, okay? Because often what we actually struggle to do in life is to let go, which is why those lyrics, and indeed the entire film, in my opinion, has got the most amazing narrative going with it. But those lyrics are actually really useful, because they teach us to let go. Okay, which is exactly what it is that we're supposed to do when we're here on Earth. And it is really hard. Letting go is probably the hardest thing we ever have to do. And yet, it is the thing that you are asked to do in Earth school. Because when you exit or graduate from Earth school, that is precisely what you will be doing. You will be letting go of this life, of all of these memories, and what you will carry with you is a frequency of wisdom, which you will be cultivating through the purpose of this life. And that all sits very happily within the metal element, which is the breath, which is that sense of, okay, which is what this is all about. And it's the breath that takes you, or the metal element in Chinese medicine, to the ether, up to the highest heaven, up to the highest frequency of vibration, which is ultimately where your soul wishes to go when you exit. And if you don't let things go, and if you are indeed attached to your earthly treasures and your earthly issues and the upsets that you've been through here on Earth School and the things that have been negative and the things that have hurt you, and you carry on attaching yourself to them, that inability to let go sits also within the metal element. It's true. So letting go, or the inability to do so, and exiting from Earth School and going on to the next phase in life, wherever that's going to take you, but what it is going to take you is into an energy frequency. Because energy doesn't die, it just changes form. And that is scientifically correct. So whilst your body is going to go back into the earth, according to Taoism, the soul rises up because it is light in nature, and so up it goes. So where it resides is dependent directly upon how much you're wishing to let go of. Now, letting go is easier said than done, because if you can think of anything that you're not prepared to let go of, whether it's an argument or whether it's something that upset you or someone that upset you or a period of your life that you are attached to specifically and you find it hard to move on, or you're in grief over something or someone's irritated you or whatever it is, the reality is that we have to learn to let go. And the harder the thing to let go is, the more valuable it becomes in the ultimate process of letting go of this life. Because imagine what that must feel like on your last breath, because that's what you do. You exhale for the last time and let go. So my lesson to everyone today, after singing probably not particularly well Elsa's song, sorry about that, but it's not really my voice. I was always the mezzo, but is to learn this life lesson well and to practice letting go now. Start with the easy things and build up. I call it the ABC list. So write everything down that pisses you off, okay, and that you're not prepared to let go of, and then get three highlighters and then highlight A, B, C. A, easy stuff, doesn't matter. Somebody cut you up in Sainsbury's, big deal. C, stuff you're never going to let go of. And B is everything in between, okay? And start with A, clear A. Just clear A straight away, because de facto A is easy. Go to B and then just get working on B. Don't worry about C, leave C, deal with B. And once you've dealt with B, you can move on to your C list, and you can even break your C list down into C, easy, middle, and really, really hard. And right at the bottom of your C list, right there, is the life lesson, right there. So that's why that film, that's one of the many reasons that film is so brilliant. There are many more reasons. If anyone's interested, I can do a whole explanation as to why Frozen actually holds the key to everything we need to know in life, according to Taoism, which I'm very happy to discuss at some point or other. But in the meantime, I shall leave you with that. Thank you so much for joining me today and for listening to Katie's Karaoke. Do please leave your comments, questions on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. We also now have an email address. So if you would like to email me directly and you don't want everyone else to see the communication, please email ownyourhealth@katiebrindle.com. Please label it confidential if you don't want it shared, and then we know that we can share it otherwise. Otherwise, thank you so much for joining, and I'll see you next time.